Joe DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
And good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to the Coach and Makos. And remember, this is presented to you by our sponsor now, Chatham Orthopedics Associates. So Chatham Orthopedics Associates, we thank you very much. And remember, it's all right here on your number one sports talk radio show in Savannah. It's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. Well, Melissa, beautiful day. A lot of testosterone, a lot of estrogen flowing in this place. We're doing a live remote. It's all your gig.
Yeah, we're at CrossFit Steadfast. They are celebrating their sixth anniversary here in Savannah. Co-owners Brian Nedab and Sabrina Nedab opened this little box 6 years ago, and it has grown to a huge entity here in Savannah. And we are sitting here outside of CrossFit Steadfast. Come join us. We're at 514 Berrien Street. Come hang out. Come check out this workout. It's pretty brutal. Carl.
Vitamin K. Carl.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm gonna have new cartilage pretty soon.
Yeah, you are. I still wanted to get you. You're gonna do this eventually. Well, after you get that knee replaced.
And hold me to my word. After I get both knees replaced, this is what I gotta do. I mean, I want to live a long, happy life. I want to see grandkids. I want to see kids do things that, you know, my father never got to see us do. So, yeah, I'm really, really excited about it. And I'll tell you right now, this is crazy, okay? I got to go. When we get on a break, I got to get my mini iPad up. I got to get it live. I got my tripod. I got my holder. You got to see what's going on here. It makes you want to work out.
It sure does. And what's amazing about it, Carl, is that it's for any age, any weight, any gender. It doesn't matter. We've got kids that do this workout. We've got 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds. We have 18-year-olds. We have 14-year-olds that do it. It's amazing. It really is a workout and a sport that anybody can do. And it doesn't matter if you're coming off surgery, if you're coming off, you know, anything of the sort, an injury. They will customize everything for you. And CrossFit, you know, their claim to fame is it's constantly varied, which is what's so cool about it, is that, you know, some days, you know, your workout is 7 minutes.
Right.
Other days your workout is like this workout today. It's called sink or swim. They have a 1,000-meter row. They've got some box jumps, some deadlifts.
Stroke. They're doing it right in front of us. There's five, six of them going strong.
That's right. And then you got to run. I mean, it's everything. It's full body workout. And this is what we love to do. We talk about sports, and CrossFit is one of the fastest growing sports, you know, in the world. And, you know, we're right in the thick of it.
And we are. I mean, people working hard, sweating. And, you know, we love to talk about local sports. We love to talk about national sports. We like to talk about football, basketball, baseball. But if you go and you surf on the internet, usually the first thing that comes up is exercise and fitness.
Yes.
Not football, not basketball. There are so many more people into what's going on here right now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and what's so cool about it too, Carl, is that, you know, we've got your boy and my friend, you know, Nate Scola. He's a coach over at Savannah State with your son, Russell. And we have so many different types of athletes here. And it really
does. Hey, the lady with the red hair, she was on our show, wasn't she?
Carrie. Yeah, Carrie was here.
What's her name again?
Carrie.
Like she reformed, lost.
Yes. And she, CrossFit was a game changer for her. We've had a lot of people here. You'll see Trina Pinkney here later. Trina's going to the regionals in weightlifting competition. We've had Sabrina on the show, you know, and, you know, we've had other CrossFit people on the show. We just had Jennifer McKenzie from CrossFit High Performance, and there are other CrossFit gyms represented here today too. It totally is a community. We've got members. I see members from High Performance here. I see members from CrossFit Ground Speed out in Rincon.
It's a well-knit community.
It's not
that I go to High Performance and you go to Steadfast. We're not talking to each other,
right?
Which you see with a lot of places in Savannah. They got to be exclusive. So it's pretty neat how this is working out. Well, we'll be back here in the next segment. We'll be talking to the co-owner of CrossFit Steadfast, and it's Brian Nedab, of course, his wife
Sabrina.
She's out there. Well, she was rowing. She just finished. I guess she's doing this workout too.
She is, yes. Oh, and they don't shy away from the workout. All the coaches do the workout. You know, you have to be certified. You know, I mean, it's pretty intense. And, you know, we're watching right now. My girl Marae is showing somebody who it looks like she's never done CrossFit before or even rowed before. She looks very athletic, but she's showing her how to do it. Like, you don't come in here and just say go. you know, they will show you what to do. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so that's in the second quarter of the first game. Remember, we play two games, 9 to 10 and 10 to 11. Third quarter, we're going to talk a little more fitness. We're going to talk to the owner of Endurance Race Services and Savannah Races, Dan Pavlin. He coordinates all the road races you see here in Savannah, Georgia. The Coach in Makos, or the Carl DeMasi Sportsport, Coaches for Cancer, R5K, is going to be affiliated with Dan Pavlin next week. So get out there, get online and sign. Dan will tell you how to do that. Then hopefully we'll have time to turn to, take two trending topics in the world of sports, break it down. Game number two, introduce what's going on here at CrossFit Steadfast. This is the sixth anniversary?
Yes, sixth anniversary of their gym being open here in Savannah. You know, Brian and Sabrina came from Texas, literally threw a dart, hit a place on the map, and it was Savannah, Georgia, and here they are.
So, and it's going strong. I'm telling you, I definitely got to get my Facebook Live posted up here. We'll get into the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Okay, and I hate to tell you, it is recorded because this young man is taking his SAT this morning.
Oh, love it.
It's SAT, ACT Saturday.
That's right. Hey, you know how we feel.
Teacher,
as teachers.
Student-athlete, student first.
Student first, athlete second. So, yeah, Connor Gordon from St. Andrews.
Just won the Skeezer South Carolina Independent School Association Region 2A Player of the Year. Finished batting .444, three and two on the mound. I mean, that's it.
That's it.
So, we'll have that in the second quarter, the second game. Then we're going to talk to a favorite of mine. I watched this girl grow up, and I'll say it to this day right now, probably one of the best, or if not the best female athlete to come out of Savannah, Georgia. From Savannah Country Day, she's getting inducted Monday night to the Greatest Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame, Class of 2018, Catherine the Cat Dotson.
Carl, I'll take you one step further. I'd say one of the best athletes in the state of Georgia.
Yes.
You know, this female, this athlete, I watched her play at Country Day, and just to watch her play does not do her justice.
Nope.
She is tremendous mentally, physically, and athletically, and I'm a softball snob because I coach softball. I gave lessons in softball, and
I played
Division I softball
right.
with some of the best in the country. And so to watch Catherine Dotson play, she is second to none. And so, like I said, I feel like I'm a softball snob, and her talent is absolutely one of the best.
Unbelievable.
She's unbelievable. She's legit.
She was a three-sport athlete. Hollis Stacey Awana won a soccer championship, even though she was a softball player, basketball player, you name it, this young lady did it. So we're going to have her on, and then we'll close out the show with three out the door. All right, I'm going to give you a quick up-to-date scoreboard here. We're not going to go in depth because we got to get out of here. We got about 2 minutes to go. Once again, we are your source for Atlanta Braves baseball. Last night, they finally lost. They had a five-game winning streak snapped by San Francisco up in, as you call it, the STP.
The STP.
SunTrust Park.
Yes.
They lost 9-4. They took a 2-0 lead. Mike Fultonavich gave up 6 runs in the top of the second. They couldn't come back. They lost 9-4. They'll play San Francisco today in the STP.
at
7:10. We'll have Ty Blotch going for the Giants and Brandon McCarthy going for the Bravos. He's 4-0 with a 3.09 ERA, and tomorrow will be 1:35. You can listen to it right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. Local colleges, Savannah State is at the track and field MEAC Outdoor Championships. Baseball is at North Carolina A&T. Softball won't play again till May 9th, Wednesday, against in the MEAC Conference title in Ormond Beach, Florida. SCAD women, I mean, what can I tell you? They're lacrosse undefeated, earns 4 or 5 major awards, 9 named to the All-Conference team. What can we say about SCAD?
You can't say enough about SCAD. You know how we love SCAD athletics.
Right. So we'll get more to them in the second hour. Pro golf, Brian Harmon's the defending champion at the Wells Fargo Championship. He made the cut, but he's 10 strokes behind. He started third round today. Gene Sauer's in the PGA Champions Tour. Tied for 27th at 2 under.
Seven
strokes back, okay?
Okay.
Don't forget pro tennis at the Landings. We got the St. Joseph Candler Savannah Challenger going on. It's semifinal Saturday. Starts at 10 o'clock. Get out there. Great facility. And our boys, the Savannah Shamrocks, you can tell them what happened last week.
Georgia Rugby Union Championship, Daffin Park last week. The game was tied 24-24 at the end of regulation. We went into double overtime after a very hard-fought 100 minutes.
100 minutes of playing rugby.
That makes CrossFit look like, you know, a walk in the park, right? The Shamrocks did fall to Augusta Rugby Mad Dogs 32-31. Augusta's the GRU champion, but nothing to be upset about for the Shamrock season. They're just legit.
All right, let's go to the high school playoffs, and everybody wants to know about it. I'm just going to give you a recap quickly. I'll do the baseball. My friend, my cohort here, Makos, will do the girls' soccer. Baseball, Effingham loses to Grovetown in three. So Grovetown advances. Effingham County's done. Savannah Christian sweeps Strong Rock Christian. They're on to the finals, to the Elite Eight.
Elite Eight.
Benedictine, they scored 55 runs in their first two series. They're on to the Elite Eight.
Was that a rugby game or was that baseball?
16-1, 17, football. They beat Screven County. They're on to the Elite Eight. Calvary, a heartbreaker up there in First Presbyterian. They lost, so they're out of it. So we have two teams remaining in the Georgia High School State Association baseball playoffs, BC and Savannah Christian. Ladies now.
Yeah, we got the Elite Eight soccer in Class A. Calvary Day won at Walker School. Nothing. Calvary Day wins in penalty kicks, 4-2.
4-2.
Head into the final four.
Final four.
That's right. St. Vincent's beats Elbert County 3-0. They, too. The Saints are heading to the final four in Class 3A. Islands falls to Lovett 7-2. Savannah Arts falls to Westminster 9-0. The boys Elite Eight soccer, we got Country Day at Whitfield Academy. This is today. They're playing today. We also have Benedictine is playing Armucci at 4 p.m. at Daffin Park. Get out there and support those cadets. Windsor Forest at East Hall at noon. Savannah Arts boys at Westminster 6 p.m. And Richmond Hill, they're at Gainesville. So a lot of local sports going on today.
And in tennis, we only have one team left in the semifinal. That's, again, of course, the cadets from Benedictine. They're taking on Rockmart next Tuesday. Track and state championships are next weekend, Monday, May 10th to May 12th. Girls and boys, our 2A and 3A schools will be in Albany, Georgia. Our 4A and 7A schools will be in Rome, Georgia. They're all over the place. And our 5A and 6A and the wheelchair, which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
The wheelchair track and field athletes will be in Carrollton. And you got to send a big kudos out here to Savannah Christian.
Yeah, they defeated Savannah Country Day in OT 10-9. They'll play for the championship tomorrow, which is Sunday, at Daffin Park.
Go ahead, say it.
Versus
Kasubo?
Kasubo.
Lacrosse Country. So it's the South Carolina Independent League. So right there, we got it all done, and we're only a minute over. So we're going to come back with Fitness First with Makos with the owner of CrossFit Steadfast,
Brian Needab.
So stay tuned. It's the Coach of Makos right here on
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
Take us away, Cody.
The Coach and Makos, only here on ESPN Radio.
And it's presented by Chatham Orthopedics Associates right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. We're at the 6th anniversary of CrossFit Steadfast Gym, right in the heart of Frogtown, right in the heart of Savannah College of Art and Design, you name it, they're right in the middle of it. It's this little old garage. It looked like a service station, a gas station, and it probably was by looking at the way it's set up here, but this is unbelievable. And if you're into the CrossFit scene like my cohort, Melissa Makos, is, this is known as a box.
Yes.
I call it a gym, but they call it a box, and they got a WOD, which is a workout of the day. It's crazy here. They're doing sink and swim. Melissa, unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, but it's awesome. You know, every time I work out, after I'm done with the workout, I'm like, God, that sucked. It was amazing. So, it's one of those things where it sucks, but you just keep coming back for more because it's such a great workout.
And, I mean, it's full of people in here. And right now we got the schedule a little crossed up, which is my fault because I do produce the show. So we were supposed to, I thought, have Brian Needab, the co-owner of CrossFit, stayed on at 9:15, but he's at 9:30, so I got to get my other guest, Dan Pavlin, on the phone and correct that out. But you find anybody in these gyms, don't you?
Oh, my gosh. We got so many local athletes here. It's unbelievable. We have coaches. We have teachers. We have lawyers. We have doctors. We have our sponsor, Chatham Orthopedics, with JT Prather, Dr. Prather. He's one of the members here at CrossFit Steadfast. And, so we've got anybody and everybody here. All walks of life.
And we got a substitute filling in right now. He's filling in the lineup. He's pinch hitting for the mess up I made. And that's, of course, he coaches over at Savannah State, and he's big into this fitness gym here at CrossFit Steadfast. And he coaches the running backs at Savannah State. And he's not from around here, but he found this gym pretty fast, I guess. And that's Nate Scola. And Melissa, take it over from here because we can't just share one microphone. Here you go, Nate.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable when you see some of the athletes here. And when I first saw Nate and his wife Carly come into Savannah and come into Steadfast, you knew right away that these guys were beasts. So, Nate, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for pinch hitting a little bit. Right now we are listening to Greg Hamilton. He is one of the coaches here at Steadfast. And we're having a special moment right now where he's going over some of the standards for the workouts. But just talk a little bit about your experience with CrossFit and how you got involved in it.
Yeah, so I was kind of introduced to it Coach B.J. Hammer. He's the head coach of Allegheny College up in Pennsylvania. He kind of introduced it to me when I was in college, and basically once I was done playing, it's kind of something Carly and I got into, and we just we joined a gym in Indiana, worked out there, and then once we came down here, we found Steadfast, and that's kind of how it's transpired from there.
And what has it done for you in terms of your athletic ability, not ability, but your fitness and getting you to the level that you want to be at? Because if people don't know, if anybody could look at you and see how you work out, you are an absolute beast. I mean, you motivate my boyfriend Markel to go harder, and he was a Division I athlete, and he's always like, man, I just got to keep up with Nate, got to keep up with Nate. And so not only are you a role model, but how do you keep with it, and what does it do in terms of your lifestyle in terms of making it better?
Yeah, and it's kind of like you've talked about a little bit. It is my outlet. You know, obviously being a college football coach, it's a stressful, intense type deal, and I've always enjoyed fitness. Carly and I mean, we both played college sports, and the thing I love about CrossFit is just the functionality of it. You know, you got to be good at a lot of different things, and being in football, you know, it's get bigger, faster, stronger, but it's also, you know, it's not necessarily about, it's the nutritional aspect, you know, the range of motion, all that good stuff. So that's the kind of the stuff that's intrigued me since I've been you know, involved with CrossFit. So
what I really love about CrossFit, Nate, is the team atmosphere. You know, when I left college, you know, I was always looking for something that would be competitive as well as have that team chemistry. And Steadfast is absolutely that community involvement. You know, coming from a different CrossFit box, how easy was it to assimilate yourself into the city of Savannah with your wife and Steadfast?
Yeah, well, I mean, like you said, there's a lot of great people here, so it was the community aspect. You know, it's kind of an extension of your family, as you would say, and it's kind of, you know, you see, it's all about who you know, and there's a lot of people in this gym that can help you out, and you know, when you need help, there's physical therapists here, there's doctors. Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, there's everything that you need. So that's kind of the thing. You know, it was a nice thing coming from that gym. The gym in Indiana was the same way, too, and I think that's what draws a lot of people to the community aspect of CrossFit. So.
And what we just witnessed was Greg Hamilton, one of the coaches here at Steadfast, just proposed to his girlfriend, Rachel, who's also a member and a coach at CrossFit Steadfast. And, I mean, everybody that's, like, hugging her and the tears and everything, I mean, this is what it's all about. Yep. This is so amazing. And you and your wife work out here. When I brought Markel, he was like, gosh, like, relationship goals. Like, not only do you have a relationship with the members as part of your family, but, you know, your wife works out here. How special is that to have that?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that Carly and I love to do together is work out together. You know, we both work a lot of hours, and it's kind of like a chance for us to, you know, work out together and spend time with each other and also get after and try to better ourselves, you know, through fitness and health-wise. So, I mean, it's a good deal.
Let's switch gears now and talk a little bit about Savannah State. As a running backs coach, you know, Savannah State has had its struggles, but, you know, as a coach there, what can we look for this football season with the Tigers?
Yeah, I can tell you. So I helped Coach Nehemiah and myself. We basically programmed a lot of the off season that we just had, and I can tell you right now our guys worked. They worked really hard. We got a lot of young guys. We got a really good class that we just signed, and you know, we are very excited about the product we're going to put on the field this fall. The guys are the culture has really changed there at Savannah State. The guys are taking care of business off the field as well as in the weight room. So I mean, the 2 years I've been there, going on my third season, you can really start kind of see the mentality shift, and we're really excited about it. So,
how do you balance being a coach, a college coach at that? You know, Carl was just mentioning off air about how, you know, when I was on TV, if I would be able to do stuff like this workout and joining going to CrossFit and going to the gym and stuff like that, I said, gosh, it was really, really difficult with that time management. I imagine as a coach, it's the same thing.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely, I mean, it's whether, you know, during the season, I either got to do, you know, come in at 5:30 before we meet and have practice. So it's just time management is something that I've always kind of prevailed in, even through college. So it's something that I've been pretty proficient in. So just being able to find that time, and because I have to do it just to keep me sane, you know. I mean, it's one of those deals. So I think all of us college coaches, you got to do that. So, you know, it's challenging, but it's doable. So.
How has CrossFit helped you in terms of being on that field, being able to coach? You know, I always said, if I'm going to tell one of my athletes, or if I'm going to tell somebody to do something, I better be able to do it myself. Yeah. How much has that helped you in terms of garnering their respect, number one, and number two, helping you with your endurance to make it through some of these practices, some of this heat, and a long season?
Yeah, no, and the guys love it, too. I mean, we're, well, you know, we'll at practice, we'll compete, do some handstand walks against each other. We'll do some stuff. So the guys really like that in that aspect. But it's the stuff that I've learned through CrossFit. I've been able to help my guys, just especially with functionality and range of motion. When you're a college football player, a lot of guys are wired really tight. So being able to be more functional, I encourage my guys do yoga, do all those sorts of things. I mean, they love it, because they see the benefits of it. So, yeah.
Nate, thank you so much for pinch hitting, for coming on. Carl and I have talked about having you and your wife on the show. We got to bring your wife on next.
Yeah.
Get her on the show to talk about what she does with her gymnastics and CrossFit and all the stuff that she does. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. We're going to get Carl in this gym. I know we've talked about it. We're going to get him doing some of these workouts. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Russell, too. I know he's listening.
Yeah, you've already done this workout. We thank you. Go enjoy. Go talk to the people. And thanks for coming on.
Heck yeah. Here you go.
That was Nate Scola, Savannah State running backs coach, our guest here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, 92.7 in Hilton Head, 1400 on your AM dial, 104.3 on your FM dial, and ESPNCoastal.com if you want to get us on the web. And, Nate, Carl, we've always wanted to have him on the show.
Unbelievable.
And he's just, you should see him work out. Look at his body, number one. Number two, he finished this workout. This workout will probably take me about 30-some-odd minutes. He finished it in about 12.
Well, great fill-in coach from Savannah State, Nick Scola, does a great job over there. And, he practices what he preaches.
He does.
It's good to see that. So, all right, we're up against the clock. We'll come back with somebody you've been dying to talk to, Sabrina Nedab. Okay. And, yes, we had her on the radio show, and I had to pronounce that name 50 times, and I finally got it right. But, anyway, I've met her before that, in another situation. But her and her husband, Brian Nedab, own this place. It's 6th anniversary of CrossFit Steadfast. We're live on the scene at the address.
514 Berrien Street. If you know where Garrison School of the Arts is, or the Savannah Station, the train place,
right around the block.
We're right here.
So come by. We're at the box, the CrossFit Steadfit box. It's the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and 92.7 now over in Hilton Head. Cody, it's time for a break.
To the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And the show is presented to you by
Chatham Orthopedics and Associates.
Okay, and you're listening to this all on ESPN Radio. ESPN Radio, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and 92.7 Hilton Head. We're streaming live at ESPNCoast.com. And then on your smartphone, say this really quick. ESPN mobile app. Get the new ESPN mobile app. Go to Savannah Hilton and you can hear us right there. It's the Coach and Makos. Another beautiful Saturday morning. We're live on remote at CrossFit Steadfast. 6th anniversary. And Melissa, great idea.
Yeah, I absolutely. Well,
it's better than being in a studio.
Yeah, it's so much better being at the studio.
Especially when we're in your environment.
My environment. Yeah, I feel very comfortable.
Our new environment.
There's no doubt. Well, this is my family.
Yes.
This is my family. They've
well,
been
no,
there.
Yeah, I mean, Kel's listening too. I mean, we can't forget about the Kel.
Yeah, but Kel is part of the Steadfast family too.
Oh, is he?
He sure is.
That's
right.
You dragged him in here. That's right. I got you.
Yes. I did drag him in here. Listen, he was hooked that first workout that he came to.
Oh, I know. I remember the videos and everything.
Well, no. He came over in December. He came for our 12 Days of Christmas workout and watched me do it. And I was like, really? You still want to be with me after watching me struggle through that? And he was hooked just from watching it. And so, and I see the energy in you, Carl.
Oh.
I see you're like, man, I want to get out there
and
do it.
Hey, as Cousin Vinny says, my Ute's coming back into me. So I'm getting a little excited here. So.
Yes.
But anyway, Brian Nedab is supposed to come on, but he's taking care of the kids. So his wife Sabrina is here running the box, as they call it, the CrossFit gym. I love that. Call it the box. But anyway, they're co-owners of the Steadfast. Brian was originally from New York. Sabrina from?
Texas.
So they wound up here in a good old Savannah, Georgia. And it's been 6 years strong. And now it's fitness first with the Makos, with the CrossFit co-owner, Sabrina Nedab.
Nedab.
Okay, I'll get it right. I know the first time we had her on, I messed it up 50 times. Nedab. I'm a teacher. It takes me 5 times. I'll never forget it. Right now, here it is, Makos and Nedab.
I absolutely love having people from CrossFit on the radio show. Last week, we had Jennifer McKenzie from CrossFit High Performance. And like we had talked about at the beginning of the show, it's competitive within Steadfast and within CrossFit, but competitive in terms of we support each other. You guys started this endeavor 6 years ago. Did you ever imagine, Sabrina, that Steadfast would grow to be what it is today?
I think I dreamed that it would be what it is today, but trying to imagine that first year was a really big imagination, we will say that. But I dreamed of it, so dreams are definitely coming true every day that goes on.
I definitely think, too, that when we first had you on the show, your story is one of perseverance, for sure. Not just in athletics and in fitness, but in life. When you guys decided to open up CrossFit Steadfast, which was you and your husband, Brian, you literally tell the story. How did you come to Savannah, and how did you decide that this is what you wanted to do?
So we had been CrossFitting for 3 years back in Texas. We both loved it. He was a swim coach his whole life. I wanted to coach Little League. I never necessarily wanted to be the teacher, though. So when we found CrossFit, he got into it first. I will give him credit for that. But we loved it, and we said, you know, we want to do this. We want to change people's lives. We want to open a gym. And we kind of closed our eyes and picked a few spots on the map. I wasn't going to go anywhere cold, so Savannah it was. And it's actually 15 hours dead center from both of our hometown driveways.
Oh, wow.
So,
and your hometown is where?
My hometown is Crystal Beach, Texas.
And Brian's is?
Long Island.
Long Island. So how did you guys meet?
He's in the Coast Guard, so he was stationed down there. It's kind of a really cliche story, I'm not going to lie. I was a bartender, and he walked in, and it was actually, for me, it was love at first sight. And it took him a little bit longer to realize that I was the one, but that's how we met and never looked back.
What's really cool is, and I always go back to some of my other interviews and some of the people that I've talked to, like Jennifer McKenzie, her and Drew own High Performance. You and Brian own Steadfast. And it just seems like having that ownership and working relationship with your husband, how is that for you guys when you go home and being here? Is that hard to do?
You know, when we lived here in the gym, literally people working out, you know, 6 inches on the other side of drywall, that was challenging. It was so new, and we loved every second of it, like we still do. But to know that there was no leaving here, we cooked here, we cleaned here, we slept here, you know, all the things. And that was a little bit challenging, but it definitely made sure that we could live together for the rest of our lives. Now, I think, you know, people tell us all the time that I don't know if I could do that with my significant other, and I don't think it is for everyone. Not that there's anything stronger or weaker about our relationship or their relationship. I think it's just a different dynamic, and we work really well together. Someone actually told me, that's known us for years, Dr. John over at Holistic Healthcare, he's actually told us that we truly complete each other in all aspects, and it was really nice that that's what we portray in our life, in our business. And so it's nice. Sometimes we do have to check each other to shut it off at the end of the night, though, which I don't think there's anything wrong with. I'm glad we can say, you know what, I've had enough of CrossFit for the day, I've had enough of CrossFit for this weekend. And you know, it's our lives, but it's not all we are.
And you know, you guys do the workout too. It's not like you say, okay, everybody 3, 2, 1 go, everybody else do it, you guys do it. And I know you guys have some pretty serious goals as well. So how important is that for the members to see that you guys get down and dirty as well?
I mean, I think it's trust is a big part of it, trusting that we know what we're doing and we move properly. We're not perfect by any means. We still need coaching just like every other coach. But I think getting in there and suffering, if you will, next to your members, new people, OGs, whatever it is, says a lot. It just builds that community a little bit more. It pushes us more because we have to stay on top of it. And we love doing it. We don't like it any less than we first started. So I think that's something to be said.
What I love about Steadfast is the community. Mm-hmm. It's not just about working out, Sabrina. You guys get out in the community. We raise money for breast cancer through Barbells for Boobs, the community garden. You know, when back in Texas, when they went through Hurricane Harvey, we raised money to go out there and send money. And you guys actually caravan out there mm-hmm. to help with the efforts. Talk about that community atmosphere.
It's like no other. People, you know, they come into CrossFit for many different reasons. Some people, that whole look good naked, I just want to look good naked. But the more often than not, we're seeing people that are just looking for a family, a community. And I think social media has taken over so many people's lives these days that it's harder to find communities that you can actually connect with. There are so many different walks of life standing, I'm here, I'm looking at, you know, a million different walks of life that you would never put together
right.
in a regular situation, that are cheering for each other, that are saying you can do this, that are there for each other through tears. I mean, sometimes it gets really grueling in here, and you've had a bad day, but you come in here and you get through it together.
Yeah, well, I've had a lot of bad days, in, you know, the last couple of years of my life going through, you know, a divorce. And I know there's a lot of members here that have gone through some similar situations. And Steadfast has been that saving grace for me. I would come in here and literally cry with some members and just get some hugs and pray. And it's meant so much to me to be a member here at Steadfast. I don't feel like I'm a member. I feel like I'm part of the family. And that is something that you guys literally, I don't want to say push, but when you walk through the door, that's just how you feel. You know, quick story, we had a drop-in yesterday, Katie, and I see her here today. She's from New York, and everybody that we talk to, that's the same thing that they say, family atmosphere, but it doesn't make it any less competitive. You know, how do you keep that, how do you keep people motivated when maybe they feel like they maybe want to slack off a little bit or sandbag it, as we say in CrossFit?
Anybody that has met me knows that I myself am pretty competitive, and I know that I still need a push every once in a while, even though I am probably one of the most competitive yeah. people that most have met. And by no means am I a games athlete, but I like to be pushed. And I just know that people come in here to be pushed. You know what I mean? Sometimes you're not having, like I said, you're not having the best day, but those encouraging words just kind of get you there. And the competitiveness, I think that just comes with, you know, it's a reflection of us, and it helps people get to their goals too. You know, that little bit of competitive, yeah. there's nothing wrong with it.
Absolutely love it. I love seeing the members, love seeing the OG, love seeing the Steadfast sign and the hold fast, honor the commitment, cherish the results. Sabrina Nedab, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for talking to us and for having us here at your box.
Yeah.
And we look forward to 6+ more years of CrossFit Steadfast.
Thank you guys so much.
That was Sabrina Nedab here on ESPN Radio. Usually we're on the Savannah Mobile Hotline, Savannah Smiles Mobile Hotline, but we've got our guest live here, and Carl and I absolutely love it. Carl, you've met Sabrina. You know, she is everything and anything that you could expect out of a coach, a mom, and a friend.
Hey, she's got a New Yorker, so as a husband, so I got to love her even more. But, I mean, it's a great concept. I've driven by here with the doors shut. You never think a refurbished gas station repair shop would be this, but so many people in here loving what they do, and great idea, and you got to take a chance. And it says on their Facebook page they didn't know what was going to happen, but you know what, you said 6 more years, I bet you this goes on for another 30 years.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, their mantra is check your ego. And I've had to check my ego a bunch of times. Not that I'm an egotistical person by any stretch, but sometimes you want to get in there and just lift heavy. But they let you know when you need to, you know, back it off a little bit. And I love it.
All right. And we're going to go one step further. This is all you. First hour, all fitness. We're going to talk to Dan Pavlin, the co-owner of Endurance Races or the Savannah Races online. He'll tell you what's coming up with the races that's going on throughout Savannah. We're teaming up with him next week at the Coaches for Curing Cancer 5K Run. You're listening to the Coach of Makos right here on
Savannah Hilton Head ESPN Radio.
Now here's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Melissa Makos on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos right here at the 6th anniversary of CrossFit's Steadfast Box, or as
the
we call it, Jim. And it's all right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. I'm the coach, and she's
Makos. Melissa Makos, if you're nasty.
And she's in her environment. She's loving what's going on because we're in a fitness place. And, you know, being a former TV reporter, sports reporter, it's an afternoon, late evening job. I mean, I don't think you could ever be able to do this with that schedule.
You know, my friend Jody Luther, who we've had on the show, she's a personal trainer, does fitness classes. You know Jody.
Yes.
She says everybody has 24 hours in the day, and it's what you do with those 24 hours. And so I do remember a time where I was getting off work at 2 in the morning and going home and sleeping till 11, 10 or 11, and going right back to work. and I wasn't getting my workout on, and I was depressed. I was depressed until I got back in the gym, and that's when I joined the YMCA here in Savannah, and things started to change for me mentally. And, you know, 4 years ago I found this place, and it's been life-changing, Carl.
Well, I'm telling you right now, this man is never depressed. Every time I see this man, who is the co-owner of Endurance Race Services, if you go to Savannah Races on the internet, you'll find out what this man does. He coordinates all our local races, and he loves what he's doing. He's joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles mobile hotline is the man himself from Savannah Races, Dan Pavlin. Dan, how's it going?
Well, we're doing fantastic this morning, Carl. Thank you.
Hey, it's always a lot of fun having you on the radio, and we enjoy having guests like you. We're sitting here at CrossFit Steadfast. Now, you being a running fanatic and the man that coordinates all this is unbelievable, Dan. I've never been at something like this before.
I love CrossFit Steadfast. Those guys are fantastic. You know what I love about the CrossFit movement is the deep community ties. Because the people that work out there, they work out together, and they always have a much higher success rate because of that community element. So big, big fan of the CrossFit movement as a whole. The Steadfast guys are fantastic.
Dan, Melissa Mako's here. Thanks for joining us on the Savannah Smiles Mobile Hotline. Being here at CrossFit Steadfast, I am also a runner. Oh, hold on. Let me repeat that. Let me rephrase that. I'm a jogger. I don't really enjoy running, but I get emails from you all the time about the races that you put on here in Savannah and the Lowcountry. Very, very impressive. A lot of work goes into it. Talk a little bit about some of the work that goes into organizing one of those races.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. We got a lot of good events. We got a lot of good charities that participate. You know, there's 100 great causes in Savannah, and so I'm lucky to be a part of it. About 6 years ago, me and my buddy got involved with the racing community.
Is chronic pain preventing you from enjoying everyday life? Has an injury caused you to take a step back?
It's a good time. We got a really good community here in Savannah. Lots of good opportunities, good courses, beautiful weather. We try to keep it fun and family friendly when we race. There's something for everybody. It's great. And you know what? It's not always about speed, right? You talk about being a jogger. You know, sometimes we're like, oh, I don't really run. I walk. That's perfectly fine because it's not really about the time. It's about spending quality time with the community and friends and family, and that's why it's so addictive.
Yeah, you talk about some of these races. Just talk about the next one that you guys have coming up. I know we're doing the Coaches for Cancer. You know, you're helping with that.
With his big Mother's Day activity, which you got to explain to people because I can't explain to you because you got 6 different levels for that Mother's Day run next week on Saturday, May 12th.
Oh, yeah, this is a little bit of an experiment. It's going to be pretty awesome, though. So the idea was that not everybody is interested in running a full 5K. Some people are interested in running longer than a 5K. So what we said is, hey, pick your miles for mom. You can pick 1 mile. You can pick 6 miles. You can run 1, 3, 5, or 6. So basically every 10 minutes we're going to start a new 1 mile distance. So if you can run a mile in 10 minutes or less, you could potentially run all 6. But if you want to run 1, that's it. You're good to go. You'll get a medal. You get your shirt. You have a great time. We'll have free photos. But if you want to do mile number 1, you want to do mile number 3, mile number 6, that would give you a few minutes between each mile. What I've told a couple people is that if you come out and, you know, you run your first one, you could run number 2 shortly after that. So, you know, you could run, all of a sudden you might want to run number 4, number 5, or maybe you want to do all 6, maybe you want to run 1 by yourself and 1 with your kids. It's just completely flexible. It's going to be really exciting because we're going to be constantly having a start and finish. So spectators will love this. We're going to run a Dapper Park, 2 1-mile loops that we're going to go back and forth with. So it's just going to be a beautiful day, a great time. And again, finish line, medals, whenever you're done, you grab your medal. It's going to be great. Again, it's a little bit of an experiment, but it's something completely new, something very different for our running community. It actually is kind of similar to the ultra runners, but they do like 10 5Ks, and we're going to do just 5, 6, 1 mile runs because I'm not into that, 24 hours running.
I can vouch for that, Dan, and we'll be out there, and we'll be talking to you about it. And if somebody wants to get involved, where do they go? What's the cost? And let's get them hooked up into this because also some of the benefits will be going for Coaches for Curing Cancer for the Cure.
That's it. Raising money for cancer, to fight cancer is always good. I tell you, we got all kind of other good stuff going on. On the same, on Saturday is a race on Skidaway Island for the Rotary. The weekend after, the 19th, is the Nine-Line Apparel 5K, 10K. That's going to be running in and out of Daffin Stadium. You get to finish across home base, and that's raising money for a wounded vet. Then we're going to be into June. July, we've got Summer Soaker, Red Hot Chili Pepper with George Game Changers. You know, long distance, we've got the donut run where you get to run and eat donuts, which is always fun.
Sign me up for that.
We got
sign me up for that, Dan. All right, now, where do they need to go to sign up for all this stuff, Dan?
Oh, SavannahRaces.com. Always look for the Coaches for a Cure logo. And, again, you're going to walk away with free photos, a shirt, which will be a really nice racing shirt, but also it's super soft, so it'll be something you can wear all the time. And then, you know, one of the coolest medals. We've got this series. It's the coaster, and it's a medal. So not only is it huge, but you can pull the ribbon off and use it on a daily basis. So it's not sitting in your drawer somewhere. It could be out when somebody comes up and see you and says, oh, what's that? It's like, yeah, man, I got that Mother's Day weekend racing. It's beautiful, and you'll be excited with this reward, I promise.
All right, Dan, we're up against a hard clock here. We don't get out of here. They're going to cut us off right on top of the hour. So we appreciate you coming on, and I'll talk to you during the week to get this all set up for next week. And once again, love what you do, buddy. Keep up the great work.
All right, man. Bye.
I mean, what more can you say? Here's another guy that loves what he does as far as fitness goes. And fitness is no longer a fad. It's a trend. It's here to stay. And, Melissa, we got about 40 seconds here to wrap it up for the first game. It's already over.
That donut run, I mean, hello. Where do we sign?
Hey, I'll run and eat donuts anytime you want to do. But once again, got to thank Sabrina Nedab. We got to thank Dan Pavlin. We got to thank Nate Scola for coming on. Great first hour. We're doing a live remote right here at the CrossFit Steadfast Gym. Slow down, Coach. Okay, I'm not running a race here. Okay,
and not yet.
It's their sixth anniversary, and it's just stop on by 5 Varian Drive. Right behind
Frogtown.
Frogtown, Garrison, right?
Up the street from Garrison, right behind the end mark on MLK, right before you get on to 16.
And we'll be right back. You've been listening to the Coach of Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah, Georgia, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and, of course, 92.7 Hilton Head.
Now here's the coach, Carl DeMasi. And Melissa Makos on ESPN Radio.
And good morning, Savannah and the Low Country. We are the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, the Coach and Makos. We are live on remote here at CrossFit Steadfast. We are also live on your Facebook. I've got it going on my Facebook, Melissa Makos. ESPN Melissa Mako, so join us there if you are not there right now. We are watching CrossFit Steadfast 6th anniversary workout. It's called Sink or Swim, and it is an insane workout of box jumps, rowing, running, toes to bar, kettlebell swings, deadlifts. It is just a good time here at CrossFit Steadfast. We are live on location, 514 Berrien Street. At The Box, we had a great first hour where we got to interview one of the co-owners of CrossFit Steadfast, Sabrina Nedab. Her and her husband moved down to Savannah from Texas. They literally took a dart, threw it at a map, and found Savannah. Opened up a gym here, a CrossFit gym, and they lived here at 514 Berrien Street for about a year and a half while they built their business, while they opened up this CrossFit community. And Carl and I have talked about it. It is a community. This is a family atmosphere. We've got little kids here that are having a good time. They're on the rowers. They're working out. We've got adults. We've got anybody from 70 years old to 14 years old doing this workout. This really truly is a workout for anybody to do. Do not be, intimidated. Do not be intimidated by CrossFit, because it is really something truly that can be adjusted and modified for anybody. So we are also live on the KD Sports Report.
Call DeMasi Sports Report on Facebook page. I don't know if you can hear us, but How you doing? We're live. So
we are live. We are also, like I said, live on my Facebook page as well. And like
that's
I said, Carl,
Melissa Makos.
The first hour was awesome. Let's get to some of the local scores and some of the local sports going on here.
All right, we've had lineup for the second hour. Yes. You're doing a great job.
Sorry.
I mean,
yeah, Carl was setting up the.
If we went to TV, she'd be teaching me. So we're on radio. I got to teach her. We're both teachers, by the way. So,
yes.
But anyway, it's a lot of fun. Second lineup, we're going to come back with the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week right after this segment, and it's going to be pre-recorded because the young man is taking his SAT class.
Yeah, he's a baseball player. He's from St. Andrews. Connor Gordon, he's a junior, and he is blowing up the diamond. I mean, this kid is pretty impressive, Carl.
Hey, you're talking about he was the South Carolina Independent School Association. I don't know whether to look up there, look up here. I've never been on TV before because this face is for the radio. But when you're hanging out with Melissa, you gotta show your face because you know.
Yeah, I put my hair down to try to look.
She is the Makos.
Somewhat cuter. I was telling somebody yesterday that I think I was telling Dr. Prather from Chatham Orthopedic Associates, who is a sponsor here now of the Coach and Makos. I was telling Dr. Prather,
Chatham Orthopedic Associates.
Yeah, who works out here at Steadfast. I was telling him how I really like doing the radio because I don't have to look cute, and then I'm like, oh wait, we're doing social media, and so I guess I kind of have to do my hair and stuff. But truly, I don't care. This is me.
I've
this is
learned,
what we look like.
I've learned on the radio that you don't have to worry about what you got to look for. And when Melissa comes in and she's bolting down the Savannah Mall corridor to get to the show in her workout outfit. Where are you, Melissa? I was just at the gym spinning. I was at CrossFit Steadfast working out. Yeah. So, you know, I don't mind it. So, anyway, Connor Gordon, South Carolina Independent School Association, Region 2A Player of the Year. He'll be on next. And then we're going to get into somebody that we know. You've covered her on TV.
Yes.
I've watched her grow. Just an unbelievable athlete, but student athlete, okay? And that's, of course, from Savannah Country Day. She's joining the Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame, class of 2018, Catherine Dotson. I still can't call her a cat. That's what they named her at Tennessee. They called her a cat. She played like a cat because she was so smooth in the outfield, and she could run the bases in softball, but she's Catherine Dotson
to
me.
Wasn't Greg Maddux's nickname also the cat because he was so quick off the mound?
Right.
You know, Cat Dotson, when I covered her at Country Day, she did everything. She was a catcher. She was a pitcher. She played every position, but then when she was put in her natural position when she went over to Tennessee and the Volunteers, I mean, she really, really came into her own, and just an impressive athlete overall.
College World Series player?
Yeah, she's just an impressive athlete, an impressive human being. Love having the Dotson family in the Savannah area. Her
There's
brother,
something
Marie.
For you. Who else is in the Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame that's related to Catherine Dotson?
I would say her mother, Marie.
How about her father,
oh,
Gene
wow.
Dotson?
I mean, what?
Phenomenal football, baseball player at the Citadel. Went on to play minor league baseball, and her mother, Marie, is an athlete in herself.
She's not in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Oh, let's get her in there.
Well,
the petition right now. Let's sign
it. We just got to fill out the forms, and we can get it done.
Yeah, she needs to be. I mean, just a tremendous athletic family. And Kat Dotson, great, great person as well. I loved interviewing her. I loved watching her play.
And then we'll wrap it up with three out the door. I mean, this place is a refurbished old gas station down in the middle in the heart of Savannah, Georgia. I mean, it's really unique how they turn it out into a CrossFit box, which you're a layperson means it's the CrossFit gym.
Yeah, well, when CrossFit first started, Carl, it literally was out of somebody's garage. Had a couple weights.
As long as it was out of a cardboard box, we're fine. But it sounded like Brian and Sabrina lived out of a box. When
pretty
they
much,
set this all
pretty
up.
Much, and like I said at the top of the hour, they lived here for a year and a half.
Simply amazing.
Building their business, building the community, and it's just an amazing story of perseverance, and now you can see 6 years later where
I mean,
it's
here's
at.
The owner on her knees taking a picture of this CrossFit athlete working on her box jumps.
Yes. Yeah,
I mean, it's amazing.
It's awesome. It's a great community atmosphere, and it's a lot of fun. You know, you can sweat, and, you know, what's so great about it, Carl, is that, and then with any sport, you know, it doesn't have to just be CrossFit. It could really, truly could be any sport. When you sweat and you get down and dirty with a group of people, there's that ultimate respect, and there's that ultimate, like, I want to push you. I want to help you. I want to help you get through this, and that's what this community, I know, and that's what it was for me in college and wherever I played sports in high school. This is what it was all about, you know, pushing each other and being there to support each other. It's competitive, yes, but it's also we want you to be the best you can be.
All right, and well, good segue. Let's go right off the top. Start with what's going on in local sports. Okay, we are your station for Braves, Falcons, Hawks. That's the Atlanta Braves, Atlanta Falcons, Atlanta Hawks, and UGA Sports. Pro baseball, the Braves are hot. They're in first place. Who would have thunk that? Okay, in the NL East, they lost their first game in four tries last night to the Giants. They gave up. They went ahead 2-0, but Mike Fulton Averidge couldn't hold on in the second inning. The Giants came back and scored six runs. They wound up losing 9-4, but just unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with
the Braves. They're calling them the Atlanta Babies, the Atlanta Braves Babies.
Well, you know, they can call them whatever they want as long as they keep winning.
Acuna, Albies, you name it, Fultonavich, some of these young pitches, it's unbelievable. So they'll be right here on ESPN Radio tonight. They take on the Giants from
STP, the SunTrust Park.
There you go. She calls it STP, SunTrust Park. Okay, and that'll happen tonight at 7:10. It'll be on the radio. Brandon McCarthy will pitch for the Braves, 4-0. There's one of your young babies.
Yeah.
3.0 ERA in the major leagues. Pretty good.
Yeah, and you say he's 4-0?
4-0.
Well, let's make it 5-0.
Okay, and then tomorrow, 1:35, Sunday afternoon matinee up there in STP. Okay, colleges, track and field. Savannah State's at the track and field. MEAC Outdoor Championship this weekend. Baseball, the are at North Carolina State A&T. Softball, I think they're seeded third in the MEAC tournament. They won't play till Wednesday in Ormond Beach, Florida. SCAD women, you got to love them.
The lacrosse, they earned their 4 of 5 major awards. Nine. How many are on the lacrosse field at one time?
11.
I mean, 11.
10. Sorry, 10.
10, yeah, we got to talk to Markel about that. I see Markel's watching on our Facebook Live.
Markel, is it 11 or 10? I say it's 10.
11 or 10? I don't know. I didn't play lacrosse. I played field hockey, and I still can't remember how
it's
many were on the field at one time.
Right.
Regardless, nine. Nine players were named to all-conference teams. That's straight up beast.
Let's send them some love. Shannon Flaherty, senior, was voted the NAIA Independent Conference Player of the Year. This senior appeared in the top 5 in 13 conference statistics. Flaherty led the independent conference shot percentage with 47 goals out of 75 shots.
That's unbelievable.
Not too bad.
I would do the quick math, but I'm not good at math.
Joe Mitchell was named the Freshman of the Year, the Rookie of the Year in the independent conference. Sidney Kentenego led the conference in 8 stats categories on her way to being voted the NAIA Independent Conference Offense Player. And head coach Adrian Berkland was also the voted Coach of the year.
9 B's named to all conference teams, 7 earning first team, 2 earning second team. That's boss.
Okay, first team from SCAD, Joe Mitchell, Drew
Dogallo.
Nice Italian girl.
Okay. Yeah.
Shannon Flaherty, Sidney Nego, Olivia Stahl, Emma DeVar. And I found that Emma Devereaux is from Oyster Bay, Long Island. Way to go, Emma.
Oyster Bay.
You got it, Oyster Bay. So the Bees will travel to Grand Rapids, Michigan to take on number 8 Benedictine on Wednesday at 4 o'clock in the NAIA Lacrosse Championships. Pro golf?
Yeah, we got Brian Harmon, our local golfer. We always talk about Brian Harmon, the defending champ. He makes the cut at 69. It's tied for 69 at 3 over, 10 strokes back at the Wells Fargo Championship.
He won it last year on a dramatic last 18-hole putt.
Yeah, and they're in Charlotte, North Carolina with this tournament. So.
And let's go to Gene Sowers, PGA champion. Gene Sowers is on the PGA Champions Tour, tied for 27th, 2 under, and he's 7 strokes back. I can only dream of being 2 under, and I'd love to be 7 strokes back.
Yeah, I'd love to be 7 strokes over. That would be lovely.
And this is all at the Insperity Classic in Woodlands, Texas. Pro tennis at the Lanigs. Don't forget, we have the St. Joseph Candler Savannah Challenge. It's semifinal Saturday. It all starts at 10 o'clock. Get out there, support our local professional tennis players. And, of course, we got to talk about rugby.
Yeah,
the Savannah Shamrocks. Undefeated going into the Georgia Union Rugby Championship. And what happened, Melissa?
Well, the game was tied 24-24 at the end of regulation, and they went to not one, but 2 overtime, double overtime.
100 minutes of playing rugby.
100 minutes of rugby. The Shamrocks did fall to the Augusta Rugby Mad Dogs, 32-31. So Augusta is your champions, but, hey, no love lost because the Shamrocks had an incredible season. We love watching them, and we can't wait to see that. Now they are just motivated for next year to win the championship next year. So go Shamrocks.
All right, and we'll give you the high school scoreboard right here in baseball. Sweet 16, Effingham loses to Grovetown. Effingham season's over. Calvary loses the First Presbyterian. Their season is over. Going to the Elite Eight, we have 2 teams. 1 in Double A, of course, that's the Benedictine Cadets. Beat Screven in 2 straight games. And going in Single A, the defending state champion, Savannah Christian Raiders, beat Strong Rock. Okay, girls soccer yesterday?
Yeah, and girls soccer at Calvary Day, 1-0 win over Walker School. So they win on penalty kicks.
Could you imagine
4-2.
That? Penalty kicks going to the Final Four?
Lady Cavaliers going to the Final Four. And then you've got St. Vincent's.
Defending state champion.
Defending state champs, 3-0. They also are going to the Final Four. Island season comes to an end. They fall to Lovett 7-2. And Savannah Arts, the girls, they lost to Westminster 9-0. But in boys soccer,
it's all today.
All today. Country Day is playing at Whitfield Academy. Benedictine, they're playing at Daffin Park, 4 p.m. So get out there and go support the cadets. Class 3A Windsor Forest is at East Hall at 12 noon. Savannah Arts, the boys are at Westminster. Maybe the boys can pick up from the girls at 6 p.m. And Richmond Hill in Class 6A is at Gainesville. And then we've got some tennis semifinals as well.
We only have one team out of AA, the boys. The cadets out of Benedictine will take on Rockmont on Wednesday. And then we have the track state championships next week, May 10th through the 12th. And we got seven different classifications going to three different places. So listen up. The Class 2A and 3A and A public, okay, Class A public will be at U Mills Stadium in Albany. And in A private, 4A and 7A will be at the Valhalla Stadium at Berry College in Rome. And then 5A, 6A in the wheelchair athletes.
Oh, I love it.
You got to love watching wheelchair Olympics and wheelchair track and field. What these people do is amazing. They'll be at Carrollton High School in Carrollton, Georgia. And we got to send a big kudos out to the
Savannah Christian Preparatory School. They defeated Country Day in OT. A lot of overtime games going on. They must CrossFit or do some workouts if they're going to OT, be able to hang in there with that endurance. 10-9, they'll play for the championship tomorrow Sunday in Daffin Park versus
Casabo. And that's, of course, Casabo Lacrosse Club. And Savannah Christian wins the region for their region, the South Carolina Independent Lacrosse League. All right, now up next is our Athlete of the Week from St. Andrew School, Connor Gordon. He was the South Carolina Independent School Association Region 2A Player of the Year. You're listening to The Coach and
Makos
right here on
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
Back to Coach Carl DeMasi and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And it's the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. And remember, it's presented to you by Chatham Orthopedics Associates. And we're at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic after the week. This is where we bring on the good kids, kids that have done something special. And I know it's a little dejecting that the team didn't go any further, but Coach Abernathy over at St. Andrew School has done a great job with that program. Playoffs 5 years in a row. He's got a lot of good kids coming in, and that's why this young man was nominated. Just to tell you some of his stats. Okay, this year, he finished batting .444. He had four home runs, 20 RBIs, a .562 on-base percentage, and a .598 slugging percentage. On the hill, as a pitcher, he had three wins, one loss, one save, 3.98 ERA. And as I asked Coach Abernathy, Scott Abernathy, the head coach over at St. Andrews, to give me some quotes about him, he says he's got very quick hands and excellent defensive instincts. He on the hill, he throws a curveball with two types, a regular curve, a knuckle curve, and two fastballs, a four-seam, two-seam. So he has a pretty good repertoire as far as throwing pitches. He's a gamer, always hard-nosed, tremendous work ethic. Easy kid to coach, and he makes the whole team better. And as Coach Abernathy told me, he's lucky to have him. He has been with me for 3 years. Great stats, great ability, and he's only a junior, and he just recently was named the SCISA, the South Carolina Independent School Association, Region 2A Baseball Player of the Year. And joining me now, this week's Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from St. Andrew's School. He's only a junior, and he plays baseball, and that's Connor Gordon. Connor, thanks for coming by, and once again, congratulations. Region 2A Baseball Player of the Year. It's pretty good honor right there.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm really excited about this.
Well, you know, I've been hearing so much from Coach Abernathy and, of course, your dad, Bobby, about your ability on the baseball field, and it looks like this year you started to shine over there at St. Andrew's. But baseball lately, people are saying, you know, it's too long, it's boring. But as a kid, you got to start playing somewhere. When did you start playing baseball?
Started playing when I was around five, around the island on the Island Pirates with my dad and rec team. It was always just a great experience and just getting pretty much started, really.
Well, you know, as a kid, you got to love the game. I mean, baseball is people don't believe it. It's really a mental game because you got to think about when the ball's hit to you, where you're throwing it. When you're at bat, what is the pitcher going to throw me? So you got to think about what's going on. And for some kids, it's very boring because half the time you're standing out in the field. I mean, the only thing they want to do is hit or pitch or catch. Okay. But as far as you go, you play third base, you pitch, you're hitting off the charts there at .444 batting average. What do you like most about the game of baseball?
Most about the game? I really love putting in the work and getting better and just really putting my nose down to the grind and really just getting down to it, because just getting better in general is what I really love about it.
All right, so if you had a choice, playing third base, pitching, or hitting, which one is your favorite?
Probably hitting. Hitting's probably favorite.
It's a challenge, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, but it's always a great challenge. And when you do get hold of one and really just know it off the bat, it's just so satisfying.
So, like I said, on Hill, you were 3-1. I know your ERA, you know, you would like to have it lower, but, you know, it's not there. I mean, three wins, batting average 444. What do you think is your best baseball skill? Is it out in the field fielding? Is it on the mound? Is it hitting?
Best skill so far is probably my hands. I think fielding and hitting, I usually get my hands around pretty quick to the ball. And then fielding, I kind of stay low down to the ground and just get it out from third. I mean, my arm's not the greatest, but I always get it around pretty quick.
Well, if you're pitching, your arm's got to be pretty good.
So yeah.
We got to give you that much. Now, every sport has a routine to get better. And like you said, what do you like most about the game is getting better, putting in the work, putting in the extra time. So what routine makes Connor Gordon a better baseball player?
So after last season, I wasn't doing too good on the bat, and pitching and fielding was more or less my best thing last year. After the offseason ended, I really wanted to get down and get better at hitting, and me and my coach went in the cage after school and just grinded at it for hours after day. Day and night.
Well, baseball is a game of repetition. You're listening to the Coach and Makos, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from St. Andrew's School, only a junior, and he is this year's SKESA Region 2A Baseball Player of the Year, Connor Gordon. All right, so coming into the season, I mean, last year as a sophomore, you know, under the radar, coming into the season, did you set any personal goals, or was it just to go out there, have fun, be a teammate? I mean, everybody sets a personal goal. What was yours going into your junior year?
It's funny you say that, because a couple of my buddies, we were all pretty much putting on the grind, and then really thought we were all going to do pretty well this season. So we made kind of like a bet, how many home runs any of us would hit. And I ended up being the only one that actually hit. Besides we had a freshman or a sophomore this year, I actually had one too. But just having a better batting average was probably one of my best personal goals.
No, I mean, not a bad batting average, 444 going into the playoffs. Of course, then you got Coach Abernathy and, you know, Coach AB, as he likes to be called, right? Tell us, did he have any team goals? I mean, playoffs, winning the whole thing. What were the team goals?
Team goal always is bring home region banner, state banner, just anything like that. School has not really had one in ever, actually.
Ever in baseball.
Ever. And it's really depressing to see that with such a great program, such a good coach over there. It's really, really tough when we get the losses.
Football, basketball, girls sports, they got a lot of banners hanging up there in the gym, but there's no baseball one. So.
Yep.
And you had to deal with a coach that played there, Rusty Perry, and that was one of his goals, too. I mean, he played on the championship football team. I coached there for 2 years, and we can never get into the playoffs. So you're doing something so a lot of those kids over there never did was make those playoffs. So it's pretty special. And, you know, here's the chance where you can mention your teammates. Who else in your mind has had a good season that helped you guys reach the playoffs this year?
Honestly, one of the better pitchers we had, Ben Epperly, he threw amazing this season. Every game he went out there, threw everything he had, and he took a loss in the playoffs, which has really killed us, but he pitched really well this season and really took us really far where we needed to be.
Well, you guys were in both playoff games. It wasn't like you got blown out or anything. You were right there. So, you know, and then there's the man behind everything, and you've been with him 3 years, Coach Abernathy. Tell us what Coach Abernathy brings to the program and brings to that team.
As a coach, he brings everything he has, every game, every practice. Just his intensity out there is just incredible and crazy. Whatever he does is fullest, always honest, always wanting us to be better, and he wants us to have those banners.
Yeah, he goes all out. He puts a lot of time and effort into it. Former college baseball player, and he'll talk baseball with you for hours and hours and hours. So, all right, well, you know, as far as I know, baseball is your sport. Do you get a chance to participate in any other extracurricular activities outside of athletics at St. Andrews?
I actually do. I play in a couple chess tournaments. I actually won first place in one of the chess tournaments down in Georgia College State University the other weekend before playoffs happened.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Mental aspect, you know, a little chess right there. That's a good deal. As far as I got to ask you this question, and I don't know if Coach didn't tell you this. I got two questions for you. You use an AXE bat. What is an AXE bat? And
The axe bat. It's just like any normal bat, but then instead of like the whole 360 degree batting that you hit with the whole round of bat, it's kind of just like one-sided. But then the handle is also like kind of like an axe handle. Like on
wow.
A, yeah.
How long has that been around? I haven't seen one of those. I haven't coached baseball in a long time, too. But
it's been around for a while, and I kind of just started using it this season, too. And I really liked it because one of the things me and Coach Ab did was he made me go in the forest and start chopping down trees. So
so you used an axe bat. And also, he told me your nickname was Dr. Dirt. He says, because when you come off the field, you're not a clean young man. So I don't know if Mom is happy about that.
Well, she is happy about that because she doesn't have to clean my uniforms. It's all me. But Dr. Dirt, yeah, that's what he calls me.
He says you get down and dirty. So, I mean, that's something to be proud of. I'm telling you, if you come off a football field, a baseball field, and you're not dirty, that means you haven't done much in my mind. So that's something to be proud of, that you don't mind selling yourself, or what they used to say when I played baseball, selling the farm, because you'd lay out for anything. But don't take it the wrong way.
No, I don't. I don't. I love it when he calls me that.
All right. Any plans? College? You still got a year to go. You know, summer ball. Any looks? Anything as far as interest you as far as colleges go?
Not so far. I'm just kind of like weeding out the water and still just putting down the grind. I know I got to get better personally and just get my upper half bigger and get better and ready for college.
And summer plans, baseball?
Summer plans, going to go around, just get some exposure.
Well, you know, you do go to a very, you know, highly looked upon education school in St. Andrews. What's it like going to St. Andrews for you?
St. Andrews, it's a difficult school, especially for me, because a lot of time I put a lot of work in with baseball, but then I also have to put in a lot of work with school, and it's a lot of hard work. It's not easy.
Well, time management, it's teaching a lot of time management. And remember, you're a student first and an athlete, so this is helping you out. And believe me, you know, it's a very rigorous curriculum over there, but, you know, it's going to make you better when you get to the next level. All right, next level, future plans?
Future plans, probably – besides baseball?
Play college sports and play some baseball.
Yeah.
That's a dream. Well, so the dream is over. You played some college baseball. You played, hopefully, you know, a little Major League Baseball. What are you going to do after that?
After
you
that?
Don't have to do anything because you're going to have a lot of money, but go ahead.
Well, after that, I'm probably going to try something with physical education, or maybe I wanted to do something with college level. Like
coaching and getting into –
maybe like – helping out on the field and like being just like another trainer.
Oh, well, being a personal trainer or being an athletic trainer it's going to take a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
All right. For your achievements on the field and what you've done this season and being recommended and nominated, you're this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for May 5th, 2018. Connor Gordon from St. Andrews Baseball. Great job. And we got another season to go. And hopefully we can get you back on. Tell me when you got somebody to give you a college offer.
Yeah, I will. Definitely. Wow. Thanks.
All right.
I
well,
got my name right, too.
Well, thanks for your dad for sending it to me. So, all right. Got to thank the man who has sponsored this since day one that I've been on the radio, and that's Dr. Bart Weatherington. Your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room if you can. At the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthy life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, right here in Savannah, Georgia at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and in Pooler, Georgia at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Well, Connor, thanks for coming in. Best of luck again. Next up, we're going to talk a little greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame with a former Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. But I'm telling you right now, in my mind, one of the best female athletes ever to come out of Savannah, Georgia. And that's Katherine Donson from Savannah Country Day from the University of Tennessee. Unbelievable girl. And I got to say congratulations. So stay tuned and remember, you're listening to the Coach of Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
Back to Coach Carl DeMasi and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio. Savannah Hilton Head. We are live on remote. The Coach and Makos are at CrossFit Steadfast for their sixth anniversary. And we are presented to you by Chatham Orthopedics and Associates. And one of their doctors just walked in, Dr. Prather, because he is a member here at Steadfast. And he kicks a major booty when he works out, and of course he will take care of all your feet needs, and of course he's taken care of my feet, and very appreciative for that. We're very appreciative for them to be sponsors of our show. And
we just finished with the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Dr. Bart Weatherington, our sponsor, with St. Andrews baseball player Connor Gordon, South Carolina.
Dr. Dirty,
yes.
Incredible nickname.
Yes. Well, when you know I played baseball, you played softball. If you don't get dirty, you're not playing. You know, you're not getting down and dirty. That's what
right.
It's all about.
You got to get the uni dirty.
And he won the South Carolina Independent Schools Association Region Player of the Year. But this girl, not to take it the wrong way, this girl knew how to get down and dirty. This girl knew how to play soccer, basketball, and of course softball, which it took her to the University of Tennessee. She also is now being inducted into the Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame, the class of 2018. I mean,
you covered her. I've watched her grow. I've watched her play. Her mother and her father, great family. And, I mean, what more can I say? I mean, I don't have to tell you about her stats. We'll talk about it. But she was a Hollis Stacey Award winner, the most versatile female athlete. She's already been the Lawton Calhoun Award winner, which was given out by the greatest Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame when she's a senior. She's joining us now on ESPN Radio. Savannah Smiles Mobile Hotline, Catherine Dotson. Catherine, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, you know, between me and you, we've done this plenty of times, and I know you're used to this now, and just a great honor, and I'm proud to say that I watch you grow into a fantastic athlete, but most of all, a fantastic person, and all the accolades that you're getting. You're in the Softball Hall of Fame here in Savannah. Just unbelievable. I mean, I don't know what else to say to you. Melissa?
Kat, tremendous athlete, tremendous honor to be inducted into the 2018 Savannah Hall of Fame. What does that award mean to you? Out of all the awards, I mean, your resume reads like a mini novel, but what does this particular award mean to you?
You know, I think it's just very humbling to be honored by the community in which you grew up in and the people that you surrounded yourself with that have watched you grow up. Like both of y'all have seen me grow up playing sports and followed my career throughout my softball career at Tennessee. So it's really nice that I've gotten older to sit back and reflect and think about all the people that have helped me get to this point. It's just a very emotional time right now in my life anyway, but just having this honor on top of everything is just making this time even more special.
Well, I got to say, this has got to be something special because, one, you're one of the few people that have won the Lawton Calhoun Award for the best athlete of the year, but also you're joining a family member, your dad, Gene Dotson. I mean, he played for the Oxford Travelers minor league baseball. He started the Citadel. What does that mean going in there with your dad now?
That's a very special thing for me. I think that it's very unique in itself to have a father-daughter both in the Hall of Fame, but it's just something that we're bonded through, and it will be there forever. So it's just something very cool and special for both of us that we'll be able to share this experience together. And I'm very proud of him. It's almost like I'm reliving when he was inducted. So it's just a special bond that we've had. So it's amazing just to be able to share this with him.
Kat, quick question. People ask me all the time what was my favorite sport. You know, I played basketball, softball, field hockey, soccer, ping pong. I'd play any sport that I possibly could play. My favorite sport was basketball, even though softball was my favorite sport. Do you have a favorite sport?
You know what? I really enjoyed playing basketball. I think if softball didn't work out for me, that I would have played basketball in a heartbeat. You know, like, I had so many great memories at Country Day and playing for Dale Parker and Bobby Mock. So I think basketball, just because it's such a high-tempo environment, it's not very slow, like when innings and softball and everything. So I definitely, very close to softball, basketball is definitely what I really love and enjoy to play.
And you're listening to Coach Makos right here live on remote at CrossFit Steadfast, their 6th anniversary. Come down, get fit. It's right behind Garrison Middle School, K through 8 school. We're in Frogtown, you name it, we're there. But we're talking to a special person, person that's going to get inducted into the greatest Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame Monday night, the class of 2018 from Savannah Country Day, University of Tennessee. And that's, of course, Catherine Dotson. But Catherine, I got to ask you this question. We talked about dad. You're getting inducted. Your dad's already in, 1988. But there's a special person that watched you grow, coached you throughout your whole life. Mom, tell me what this means to Mom and your mother and you. I mean, you just had such a great, mother-daughter bond. What does this mean to you and her?
It's a very special for her to be here and be able to witness both my dad and myself being inducted. You know how close my mom is to me and how close our relationship is, and she's been with me every step of the way, and it's just a very overwhelming of emotions. Just having her be able to be right next to me, just like she has everything else in my life. So it's just, I'm very happy that she can be here and be a part of this very special occasion. So it's just, I can't really explain how much I'm thankful for her and everything she's done for me. So you know how special she is to me, and it's just another thing that we can do together. And I'm very happy she's able to be here and we're able to do this adventure together.
So a lot of people, Kat, want to know, what are you doing now? You know, a lot of times people go back and find former athletes and say, where are they now? So where are you now?
I am living in Knoxville, Tennessee, where I graduated. I took a year after I graduated my undergrad and went back and got my master's degree. And I'm working for a logistics company. And I will be, in July, I'll be 3 years. So I live here with my fiance and our three dogs, and life is great right now.
Kat, I know it's been, you know, a great ride, and now you're in the workforce and just something special. Overall, can you just give me or give Melissa and I an insight what you're going to feel like on Monday night when they do call you up and you're going to start talking about being inducted?
It's probably going to be a pretty emotional time for me. You know, it's almost kind of like I'm closing the last chapter of everything I've worked for. So it's going to be an emotional time. This week's already emotional because I'm getting married next weekend. So just being able to be home and being surrounded by family and everyone who's watched me grow up and support me, it's just going to be a very emotional time. And I'm just really excited to be able to mug all the people that have been there and supported me and actually thank them and that they can share this moment with me.
So you're getting married, being inducted to the Hall of Fame. What a tremendous weekend for you. How do you prioritize these two major events in your life?
I'm not sure, but somehow, you know what, my life wouldn't be any different if it wasn't chaos all happening at once. So I'm used to it. So it's already a great week, and having this on top of it is just making it an even more memorable week. So I'm very excited and looking forward to it.
Catherine, congratulations, one, on getting into the Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame, class of 2018, two, getting married next weekend, three, just being you. You've been a role model for all our young ladies here, student athletes that have participated in sports, and I'm proud to say that I got a chance to watch in, especially you grown into a beautiful young lady. Congratulations. Have fun next weekend.
Thanks, Kat.
Good luck with your wedding, and we'll see you Monday night.
Yep, thank you.
And that's Catherine Dotson. I mean, what more can I tell you? I mean, just watching her grow and knowing her mom and knowing, I mean, I don't, I'm speechless. I'm you know, it's one of the kids that I finally, you know, can say that I watched very closely like you did, and you covered her on TV. I mean, she was all over the place.
I love that last question that we asked her about how do you prioritize it when you're getting married and you're going into the Hall of Fame. Wow, that's unbelievable. But she said this is what she's done her whole life. You know, this is what her life has been. And so it's nothing different than, you know, for you and me, this might be something crazy.
No, for you, not me.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, it's pretty cool to hear. And I love the where are they now type of stories because,
right,
you know, people want to know what you're doing and what you're up to.
She's been working for 3 years. She came out, she coached at Savannah State. She went back and coached a little at Tennessee. And but you know what? I asked her, you know, when we talked on the phone, when I set this you know, interview up, and she said, it's just, you know, it's great. I go to work during the day. I got time on the weekend to do things I got to do, and it's just totally different. Like, you've given up being a TV reporter, a sports reporter. You know, you can lead a normal life.
Yeah, normal life, according to what is normal. but, yeah, that's pretty impressive, and what a great honor and well-deserved.
And I think we're finally going to get out on a segment on time so we can do three out the door. You'll listen, of course, to The Coach and
Makos
right here on ESPNCoastal.com, ESPN Radio, AM 1400, FM 104.3, now over in Hilton Head at 92.7, and on your smartphone on the new ESPN mobile app. Go to Savannah Hilton Head. It's all right here. The Coach and Makos. Cody, do your thing.
Now here's more of the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
Shattered! Come on, sing it.
Oh, sorry. I'm listening to the song that CrossFit Steadfast is playing right now.
And I'm singing Shattered, and you'll listen the other way.
A little Shaggy.
A little Shaggy. And I'm a little Shaggy here with my partner, Melissa Makos. You're the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio. And once again, the show is presented to you by Chatham. I was going to say CrossFit Steadfast, but it's Chatham Orthopedic Associates. Let's get them on board. And Melissa, it flies right by. thank all the guests. Let's start from the top, of course. We started with Nate Scola from Savannah State. Then we had Sabrina Nedab. Mm-hmm. Then we had Dan Pavlin, of course, Connor Gordon, and, of course, Kat Dotson. And it always flies so quick.
Great show. This has been one of my favorite shows. I love the live aspect. You know, we are live every Saturday. Typically, we are from, you know, in the studio at the Savannah Mall, which I love. I love being
right
there. However, this just being in the element, a sporting event, a sporting element. If you have an idea for Carl and I to come on location, come to your location, let us know. We'll try to make it happen. It does take, you know, some planning and some coordination, but we love being on location, so let us know.
But that's what it's all about. Get out there, meet the community, talk about local sports. And, you know, and like I said, I'm out of shape, okay? I should practice what I preach. I'm a health teacher, a personal fitness teacher, but I let myself get out of the way because of coaching and not having the hours to do it. And like you said, I mean, I start at 5:30 in the morning. I don't get done sometime to 8 o'clock at night, but you got to make the commitment. You got to make that time management. You got to make the space for your health, and it's going to be a big change after I get my good old knees replaced, and I'm telling you right back, being here, just watching these people,
it's
gets me pumped.
Yeah, and you know what, Carl? You're an athlete. You always have, no matter what, you're always an athlete. You know, you may feel like you're out of shape. You may feel like you're not at that point right now where you could just jump right back in. But I tell you what, you always got to start somewhere. Some people start at this level. Some people start at that level. Some people even start at that level over there. But the key is to start. Just walk through that door. And I tell you what, being in this environment, it's really special. And like I said, look around. Look at the different people, you know, the different body types, the different age groups. And everybody has a story. And now you're going to have a story to tell as well once you get back from that knee surgery and you hit it hard. You'll have your story to tell. It'll be amazing.
And we're off on a tangent again. Three and out the door. We got three key points we want to talk about. We're going to make it quick. Okay, the first one, okay, Melissa, is your boy from Boston College. How do you feel about Matty Ice, Matt Ryan, the quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons now, getting $100 million extension?
You know, I love Matt Ryan, and a lot of what Matt Ryan does is off the field. So if anybody deserves it, he does. I think the money is insane.
It's insane.
But I do know how meticulous that boy is when it comes to his craft and when it comes to his job. So I mean, I'm all for it. I think the Falcons, if they put the right people in place, I think I like what they did with the draft, and I think the $100 million is going to go a long way, and I think they have the right guy to give that money to.
It all starts with the quarterback. I know, Cody, you're probably choking on your words right now because I gave you a hard time on Twitter yesterday, but you know what? You're only as good as your quarterback, and Matt Ryan is one of the best in the NFL, and I know I was giving Cody a hard time. I was playing the devil advocate. You know what? You deserve it. You need somebody at the control. Give it to Matty Ice. Okay, next up, okay, we got to make this quick. Jordan Spieth won $61,000 less at the Masters than Arnold Palmer won in his whole career. We'll do two at the door. What's sports going to look like in the future? Matty Ryan, $100 million. Jordan Spieth wins $61,000 more than Arnold Palmer ever won in his career. What's sports going to be like in the future?
Shoot, man, that's a great question. I don't know. I think maybe we got to find some sport we could be professional in, Carl. Or we got to talk to Charlie about giving us a little bit of a raise.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I don't know what sports is going to be like in the future. The money is insane. But, you know, the athletes also, and we're talking about it, work so much harder. Technology, research, scientific methods. We got Dr. J.T. Prather out there rowing. I mean,
yes,
it's just unbelievable. What I think sports is going to be the best thing, or fitness and sports is going to be the best thing to have happen to a lot of people.
Well, you know, and you know, if I could play a sport for a living and get paid for it, count me in. And I mean, that I, you know, we talk about all the time that athletes, you know, they're playing a sport, you know, but they work at it. And
right,
like I said, you know, going back to Matt Ryan and going back to some of these athletes, you know, it's not just what we see on the field. We don't see what they do off the field.
Well, Makos, we got less than a minute to go. The 2 hours flies by, and always great choice bringing us here for the CrossFit Steadfast 6th anniversary. Loved it. See all the people we had on the radio. Cody Queen in the back room. Always a great job, buddy. Keep in mind, following the show right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. We got explosive recruiting from 11 to 12. We got the Cubs against the Cardinals at 1:30, and then we got Giants taking on the Braves starting at 5:55. Tomorrow, the Braves will be on at 1:30, at 12:20. Game starts at 1:35. Remember, every Saturday morning from 9 until 11, right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah, it's the Coach and the Makos, your source for Savannah area and sports. So remember, enjoy the rest of the weekend. Until next Saturday, may it be the best week ever. And Melissa, I know you love the saying, always, always
hit it out of the park.
We'll be back next week. Cody, great job. And it's the Coach Makos live on remote at CrossFit Steadfast right downtown Savannah. We loved it. You got to love it. We'll see you next week.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.